You may not know this, but June 27th was Multiculturalism Day in Canada. Now, that's a day that comes and goes often with little fanfare, but it was a big day this year for Paul Nguyen. He was chosen from among 88 candidates across Canada to receive the second annual Paul Yutzik Award for Multiculturalism. He was honored for his outstanding contribution to improving race relations and promoting diversity and multiculturalism. Paul Nguyen does this by putting the neighborhood he grew up in, Toronto's infamous Jane Finch area, online in a way the residents recognize. JaneFinch.com is a labor of love that has become a community hub being accessed from around the world. And Paul Nguyen joins us now on the line from Toronto. Mr. Nguyen, welcome to The Link and congratulations for your award.
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much.
How did you feel when you heard the news that you were the winner this year of this Multiculturalism Award?
I was actually quite shocked because, you know, running the website for many years, you know, recognition wasn't something I was looking for. So being recognized with this great honor, you know, I was just very humbled and surprised, and I'm just glad that having something like this happen will allow me to, you know, address more Jane Finch issues and get out to the people and reach more people and share the stories.
You also received the William P. Hubbard Award for Race Relations from the city itself, Toronto, and you thanked your parents for giving you a great childhood. Now, tell us a bit about that childhood. I mean, what are some of your memories growing up in Jane Finch? Because as we know, a lot of times when people hear about Jane Finch, it's in the news, and it's usually because there's been some problems there.
Well, definitely. I mean, the media has, blown up the situation. Jane and Finch is nothing like what you hear or see on television. And, you know, growing up in Jane and Finch, I had a pretty typical Canadian childhood. You know, I was involved with street hockey. You know, when the snow would come down, we'd go tobogganing down the hill. In the summertime, we use the same hill and we use our big wheels to, you know, ride down the hill, or sometimes we go down backwards as kids. So that was kind of dangerous, but it was fun nonetheless. And also during the summertime, you know, there's a lot of apartment buildings in the area, and a lot of adults, you know, would drop down popsicles and freezies for the kids at the bottom, you know, to pick up and eat. So it was, you know, great fun growing up there.
Mm. So why did you start this site back in 2004?
Well, you know, I wanted to address some of the issues, also to combat the stereotypes, because, you know, growing up in Jane and Finch, and you have friends from other areas, and they're always curious, like, is Jane and Finch really that bad, or, you know, they're too afraid to even, you know, drop by and visit. And there's all these stories of, you know, people, they're trying to get home to Jane Finch and they're taking the cab, but the cab would go around the area or drop them, you know, kind of far off, so they have to walk the rest of the way home. So I thought, you know, this is ridiculous. You know what? Let's just do something online and, you know, share the stories with the rest of the world and show them how Jane Finch is not like what they think.
Now, running a website, it takes a bit of money. How is it funded?
Well, the website is actually not funded at all by any source. Basically, it's funded solely by me. Sometimes I'm not even working, so I'd have to still take care of the site. But like you said before, it's been a labor of love, and money is not an object.
So what role does the website now play in helping people in the area and people outside the area understand there's more to it than gang violence and other problems?
Well, with the website, initially we started more distributing entertainment type pieces, and now I'm trying to, you know, reorganize it and make it more of like a news gathering source. And so we don't typically cover, like, you know, the latest issues or events. More like I want to concentrate on the positive stories of Jane and Finch, and, you know, stories from the residents. So I mean, on a 6 o'clock news, you might see, like, they'll come down Jane and Finch and talk about maybe a recent shooting, and it'll only be a 2 minute piece. But for me, there might be a community festival, and I would actually go there and cover it and spend 15 minutes so people would have, like, you know, large chunks of time to express what they really think.
Is this actually also providing some opportunities for people in a way?
Oh, definitely. I think, a lot of the volunteers we've had, you know, come over the years have learned a lot from their experience, whether they're, you know, volunteer journalists or artists. And I think, you know, some of them have been exposed to the mainstream society, and the media have picked up on, you know, their interesting work. And I think it gave them a lot of exposure and extra opportunities.
Well, Paul Nguyen, the award that you have received comes with a $20,000 grant. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, you got to be careful because I'm a Jane Finch. Some people are going to hunt me down now that they have that information. But yes, the grant is for me to designate to a nonprofit organization that administers either a multicultural program or anti-racism type program. So I'm definitely looking at a smaller organization in the area, someone that can actually really use the money and be really effective and efficient with it. And so I haven't really decided, but I'm looking around.
What are you most proud of, Paul?
Well, I'm proud of being a resident part of the community that has had to endure so many battles and struggles, and basically just proving to other residents and also to, just the general society that you can be from Jane and Finch, but you don't have to be locked into the stereotype.
Just to remind people of the website again, Paul?
The website is jane-finch.com.
Thanks very much for doing this.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
And that is Paul Nguyen. He is the 2010 recipient of the Paul Yitzhak Award for Multiculturalism. The award commemorates the late Senator Paul Yitzhak's pioneering legacy in establishing multiculturalism as one of the fundamental characteristics of Canadian identity. And as a reminder, once again, the website is jane-finch.com, and we will link to that from our website, which is, of course, rcinet.ca/English.